thank Mr. Greeley for watching out for each and every one of us. And it really hurts my heart and my spirit to see my ancestors locked up in gym lockers and cardboard boxes. It could be your ancestors. And my question to you, what would you do if they came for you in the morning? What would you do as earth people on this earth? Protect the spirit of your ancestors. What would you do? It saddens me that the GVRD in the city of Vallejo wants to come and dig up our ancestors. As indigenous people of this country, we have did many, many things to honor the people that came to this country. Watched out for them, took care of them. And all we're asking is to protect 15 acres of something that's very sacred to the indigenous people. So I ask you to support us in to protect this sacred burial ground of our ancestors. The city of Vallejo and GVRD are in violation of civil rights, human rights, hate crime under 1913 that the Obama administration just passed recently. And it could be a violent act by the city of Vallejo and GVRD. Because, I will put it this way, if I was to go over to their cemetery and desecrate their sacred site, what would they do to me as an indigenous people of this country? So we ask you in a spiritual way to come and join us to protect this sacred site of our ancestors. I had a person come up to me and ask me, wounded. There's no discrimination here because I'm going to speak the truth. It was an African-American person, black person. And he told me, he said, wounded, you need to roll over and give up. What? But you know what I told him? I said, Martin Luther King did not roll over. And you would not be standing here today as an earth person. I must speak the truth here. I know many, many people in this city and we need your support. We need you to come out and visit the site. Come down and listen to them prayers. Come down and join us. I have my two friends that come down there every day sometime. And they've been my friends for many, many years. My friend Albert. My friend Albert always been my friend. And my friend Foster Hicks. What do you need, wounded? Well, we need water. We need ice. We need food. And they answer the call. Because they know the struggle of what happened to their people. So I must let you feel the pain of what happened, what is going on with Indian people today. You must feel that pain. Because we still feel that pain. That what happened to indigenous people in this country. We have been genocide. It's nothing new to indigenous people. We know what weapons of mass destruction is. We know what torture is. We've been through that. And so we ask you to come and support us to protect your sacred site, the last 15 acres. Some of your ancestors were locked up in cardboard boxes in their lockers. I ask that question to you. What would you do? I think you would do the same thing as indigenous people would do. Stand up. Stand up. In battle and fight. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming and joining us. Come to the sacred site. I want to thank my friend Michelle for coming in a time of need of indigenous people. I want to thank my friend Mark from Oklahoma for coming and standing up and speaking for indigenous people. I also want to thank my friend, my brother, Tino, who always been down to the site. And I want to thank the singers that sang that spiritual message every day, because we need that prayer. Prayer helps. Because one day, you're going to ask the Creator to help you. I have always said this. Don't wait till somebody gets sick and go visit them at the hospital. Go visit that person now and visit him. Don't wait. Give your kisses goodbye. You're here today. I want to thank the singers and Kat, a very professional person that works hard, gives all the updates about Segoa Tea. I want to thank my wife, who always supports us. I want to thank my friend, Wolf, who brings us something to eat every day. Sometimes there is nothing to eat. It's been 70 days. And we will continue to fight and battle to protect Segoa Tea. So we need your help to come there. We need you. I'm pleading with the community. I even pleaded with GBRD to not to desecrate that site. Did they listen to us? No, they did not. I have walked around the Bay Area with my sister Karina. And I've seen caps. The mall is a cap. Swimming pools on top of our ancestors. Apartment, homes, trails, freeways. And you know what? They want to build a church on top of one now. And you know where that at? It's up along the freeway between Backfield and Fairfield. The name of the church is New Life Church. I know. But I travel this country. I'm here to speak the truth. GBRD had gave us jargon and rhetoric. That's what they did in 389 treaties, was to give us jargon. They look you in the eye and tell you a story. It's all they got is stories. So I ask you to come to that place, to Segoa Tea. And when you come there, offer your prayer to your ancestors. And I guarantee you, you will feel that spirit. You will feel that spirit. It'll run through your body that you never felt before in your life. That is the spirit of our ancestors. So I want to thank each and every one of you tonight for coming. Listen to our plea. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming. And I hope to see you down there. Whatever you can bring us, water, or your prayers. Because prayer is keeping us going. Because you know why? We as indigenous people have spirit. And we believe in the Creator. And we believe in the helpers that are going to come and help us. Because they're going to come from the east, the west, the north, and the south. And they're going to help us to defeat these people. I don't know what's going to happen down there. Only one spirit knows that, and that's the Creator. He knows. But come down there and support us. All I ask. Thank you very much. May the grace spirit be with each and every one of you.
I want to give a special event occurring tomorrow evening. Could you share that?
Thank you. Thank you. I tell you, that's my friend. You know, I'm a 500-mile spiritual runner. He's been running for 33 years. It goes back to 1978. They're running 560 miles. They started from Pitt River, Mount Shasta. They're at Clear Lake now. They already covered 400 something miles. And they're spiritual runners. They run with spirit. They will be riding at Glencoe between 3 o'clock and 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. There will be about 70 of them. And they're running with spirit. And they asked me to run with them. I will ask the Creator to give me the strength and the spirit to run with him. Remember, we're running in spirit. Because each and every one of us have a spirit. But if you could join us, you could see him running in here tomorrow afternoon. You want to meet him? He'll be coming around Columbus Parkway, hit George Street. Turn left on Rolling Wood and head up to the graveyard. And that's where I will meet him at. I don't know how far that's going to be to Glencoe. But if you could come out and you could support us, they might need some water. Water is our medicine. Without water, nobody survives on this earth. Again, I want to thank you for reminding me. But my sister here, Karina, I know we don't have much time. I'll turn it over to her. But this is her territory. This is the home of the lonely people at Glencoe. I want to thank each and every one of you for coming tonight.